From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Maybe you live the kind of life where holidays are relaxing. You take a few weeks off work, you travel to see family, you eat the equivalent of your body weight in cookies, and if that's the case, congratulations. Enjoy it. But if you're a certain kind of entrepreneur, one that sells, anything people want during the holidays, then your holiday season sounds a little more like this.
So I wake up at 3 a.m., I look at the back end, holy shit, like, they're coming, and they're not stopping.
This is a woman that cupcake lovers know well, or at least they know her first name well. It is Melissa.
My name is Melissa Benishai. I'm president, co-founder, and chief product officer at Baked by Melissa.
And by the way, just to be fair to her, I had to cajole Melissa into giving me all those titles.
I just laugh every time I see like I spoke somewhere and it literally had all three of those things. And titles in general, I just think are so silly.
Melissa, as you can tell, is cheerful, almost relentlessly cheerful. And so is her product. She makes little cupcakes, these adorable bite-sized things that are perfectly moist and come in a bazillion different flavors. And at least in New York City, you will run into them constantly. People often send them as gifts, including, to be honest, to our office. Somehow a tray of these things ends up in the Entrepreneur Magazine office kitchen at least every few weeks. And as you can imagine, something this cute, something this giftable, makes for a pretty popular holiday purchase. And in Baked by Melissa's early days, her company was just not prepared for that.
And I see, like, the system's not working. Like, the guys kind of, you know, not their fault, but it was too much for them to handle. So, like, we're basically at square one.
So what did Melissa do? That's what we're going to dive into this episode, because Baked by Melissa didn't just solve its holiday crunch problem. It used that problem to reimagine how it does business the entire rest of the year. And as a result, the company now has 13 retail locations and will sell 30 million cupcakes by the end of 2017. 30 million cupcakes! And it's now working on an ambitious expansion plan. So here, it's a special holiday issue of Problem Solvers. We are going to unwrap this gift in a minute, right after this break. My wife and I recently got a book deal. So yay, exciting. But then the contract came and I needed to print 4 copies of the last page and have us both sign them and then mail it to our agent. And we don't have a printer at home and the nearest mailbox is 4 blocks away. And seriously, this whole thing took a week. I just kept thinking, there has got to be a better way to do this. And there is. SignEasy is an easy-to-use, simple, and legal way to digitally sign documents. You can sign them yourself from anywhere and on any device, or send documents to customers, partners, or colleagues for signing, and even track the progress of documents and get notified when one is signed. Or, let's face it, if you were my agent wondering, where is this contract already? You could have used SignEasy to send me a reminder. Please, 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 let us all agree to stop fussing with documents you have to print and sign and put in a mailbox. SignEasy is faster, easier, and safer. To get started for free, go to getsigneasy.com/podcast. Again, that's getsigneasy.com/podcast. And now on to our second sponsor. I was about to start recording this spot here for our new sponsor, ProsperWorks, but I wanted to know what someone who's used many CRMs thinks, because that's what ProsperWorks makes, a CRM. So I walked over to one of our sales guys, Jim, and I said, Jim, tell me what comes to mind when you hear the words CRM. And Jim sighs, and he says, they are so tedious. And to this, ProsperWorks says, we totally agree. ProsperWorks is a CRM company that knows CRMs are notoriously complicated and inefficient, but its software is the opposite. By integrating with tools you're already using and eliminating repetitive tasks with automation, ProsperWorks makes a beautiful, easy-to-use system that drives productivity to help you and your team sell more faster. Try ProsperWorks today for free using our link prosperworks.com/loveyourcrm. Again, prosperworks.com/loveyourcrm. Okay, let's get back to the story. Okay, we're back. So before we get into how Baked by Melissa survived the holidays, we need to know how Baked by Melissa created a holiday sensation in the first place. And it starts, as so many great entrepreneurial successes do, with a giant failure.
In June of 2008, I was working at Deutsche Advertising as an assistant media planner on the Tylenol account. And I was fired. I was fired because I wasn't passionate about the work I was doing and I wasn't good at it. I went right to my brother's office crying. He's an entrepreneur. We always wanted to go into business together. And he said, I got it. Go home, bake your cupcakes. We'll start a business out of it.
You know people like that. They're famous among their friends for this thing that they make and bring to parties. And for Melissa, that was these tie-dye cupcakes that she'd always make for her friends' birthdays. So she goes home and makes 250 of them and gives them to her best friend's little sister because the little sister works at a big PR agency. And the founder of that agency tasted the cupcakes, loved them, and put Melissa in touch with her caterer.
Her caterer brought me in for a tasting. He loved them. And I started doing events with him less than a week after losing my job.
Not bad, right? So that's how Baked by Melissa started, by providing cupcakes to a catering company. And by the way, at this point, Baked by Melissa cupcakes were still regular sized, but someone, and Melissa can't exactly remember who, but figures it was either the PR woman or the caterer. Anyway, someone suggests that she makes them bite-sized. Cupcakes were a full-on trend at the time, if you remember. New cupcake companies were just everywhere. So these little-sized cupcakes could help Melissa differentiate herself and also enable people to try multiple flavors, because you can't do that with big cupcakes. It's just too much sugar. But these little things, they're perfect for grazing. Though to be honest, I had to ask Melissa a question I've always wondered about these things, and that is, was she ever worried that people wouldn't see enough value in a product that small? I mean, customers are used to large desserts. Wouldn't they see these little guys, these little cute bite-sized things and say, come on, lady, you're ripping us off. But when I asked it, Melissa just waved the question away. The way she sees it, action is more important than overthinking.
I combed the streets of Manhattan. I asked strangers on the street, hi, do you know where a baking supply store is? I didn't even know baking supply stores existed, but they do. And there are a lot of them in this city. And that was the first big hurdle to get over. And even today, like, you only have so much mind space to think and be efficient with your time, and worrying, in my opinion, and focusing on those types of things, it's just not productive.
So, mini cupcakes it was. She threw together a website and made business cards with her address and cell phone number on them, and then she'd leave those cards next to her cupcakes at events so that people could order from her directly. She also started cold calling other catering companies looking for more business, and word of mouth spread. Soon she was doing tons of events and personally delivering cupcakes to Bloomingdale's and Hearst and Donna Karen, and that first caterer started sending her around the city to customers that he thought might want to know about her cupcakes, which indeed led to more business.
And one day he says, go to Cafe Barry. It's on the corner of Broadway and Spring Street. Walk inside, ask for Danny. He's the owner. Bring cupcakes. So I did. And Danny, this handsome guy, walks down the stairs of Cafe Barry. He pops a tie-dye cupcake in his mouth. He looks at me. He says, I love you. I'm storing you in my phone as cupcake and we'll be in touch. And, you know, I don't remember how many days or weeks later, but also that summer. So it couldn't have been more than 2 weeks later. I get a call from an unidentified number. I pick up, hey, cupcake, it's Danny Omari. I have an idea. Let me know what you think. Why don't you move into some of the empty kitchen space I have here at Cafe Barry? You could do all of your baking. You could sell me your cupcakes at cost. I do this holiday market for 6 weeks every year in Union Square. I sell soup and hot cocoa. It does okay, but I think that your cupcakes, oh my God. I'll brand the booth Baked by Melissa. We'll see what happens.
What happens is that Melissa had to learn quick. She'd never worked in a commercial kitchen before. She'd never even had to buy product in bulk. This was happening only 7 months after she'd been fired from that advertising job, but now she was moving her operations out of her tiny home kitchen and into a professional space. So she hired her first employee, and then the two of them baked 15 hours a day, 7 days a week throughout that 6 week holiday market, and they sold out every day. And when that happened, it seemed clear that there was a market for these cupcakes. So Baked by Melissa just kept working out of Cafe Barry. The cafe had a pickup window, so they just branded it Baked by Melissa and sold cupcakes out of it. And of course, they kept going with delivery and catering. And you might be wondering, hey, why are these people so eager to help Melissa? Are the cupcakes just so good that a caterer and a cafe owner are tripping over themselves to help? And the answer is, well, Melissa wasn't just building relationships. She was building a team. Her brother and her brother's business partner became co-founders. The caterer became a co-founder. And then Danny, the Cafe Barry guy, was also named a co-founder.
instead of paying him, you know, what money did we have? I was just baking product, getting paid and buying more ingredients. It's okay, here, like, we'll give you a little bit of equity.
Five co-founders. It's unusual, but this is how Melissa got this thing off the ground, by bringing in partners who had something she needed, whether it was business acumen or connections or a commercial kitchen. And as co-founders, they were all invested in her success. So, okay, popular product, a great team, sales are rising, everyone's happy, and as the business grows over the next year or two, it starts putting systems in place to run more efficiently. They build a proprietary back-end system where someone enters an order into the system and it gets queued up and then someone's dispatched to ship or deliver it, and that was working really well up until, and here we go, the holiday season. Let me take you back to the holidays at Baked by Melissa, 2009.
When everybody's on the system, it slows down. And if you need to process and get your information, everything that you put into place to get prepared kind of like goes out the window.
Melissa didn't know that was going to happen, but the orders started flooding in and the whole system started grinding down. And that's how we end up with what you heard at the top of the show, with Melissa waking up at 3 a.m., checking the system and realizing that she had a problem. So she heads down to one of her dispatch locations and talks to the team there and realizes, there's trouble and it needs fixing, and it needs fixing right now. So she calls Sam, the first person she hired.
So I call Sam, I wake her up. You need to come down here. I need you. We need to do this together. And the two of us dropped everything for the entire week of that crazy time. And we dispatched and we went back to the old days. We printed out everything. We printed out like five copies of every order summary and we cut them up and we literally like pasted them on each box as we packaged it. And then we segmented parts of the freezers by area of the city and we used colored post-its, which I love organization. I'm like I just love colors and organization. We color coded everything. My dad came into the city and we gave him this like multi-recipient order where they had like 100 cupcakes going to 20 different locations in the city. Just threw them in his trunk. Him and Ben actually did like those 20 deliveries. I mean, we tapped everyone we possibly could. At the time, I was living with three of my childhood friends, and they were in dental school. So they came, and like Jordan did some, Shanam did some, and we just, anyone who I could get.
And that's how they got through the season. Now, as you can hear, Melissa looks back upon this thing very fondly. It was a time of bonding, of pulling things together, of seeing what they're made of. And that, she says, is really step one in surviving the holidays. Just enjoy it. If you're an entrepreneur and you're doing something you love, then the holidays is a time when you're just doing a lot of it.
I'm such a, like, you have to believe it to achieve it type of person. And I really believe that my outlook on life and the culture of Baked by Melissa is so much of why we've been able to grow the company the way we have. I don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. And what's the worst thing that's going to happen?
The worst that can happen is, you know, someone's angry because their desserts are late. And that's okay, Melissa says. That's not the end of the story. There's still your customer and there's still time to fix it. And you just need to keep your focus.
Well, the lesson is, and I think it's something that I'm always working on, is not letting yourself get emotional. I'm very emotionally attached to Baked by Melissa for obvious reasons. And it was very challenging to not respond emotionally when problems arise. And I mean, as you know, problems arise every day. Challenges, I like to call them. Because challenges are opportunities to learn and grow. That's our approach at Baked by Melissa. And really, like I told the group I onboarded today, when I was fired from my job, I saw this challenge as an opportunity and I ran with it. And that outlook on life is what built Baked by Melissa. So when we have an upset customer and somebody who's like distraught, it's an opportunity for us to go above and beyond for them. And that's what we do, really.
But of course, optimism aside, Melissa knew her system needed improvement. I think that's fair to say. I mean, that kind of holiday chaos is nice to reminisce about, but it's not something that every employee will look forward to every year. And problems may be opportunities, but it's better to not have the problems in the first place, right? So once the holiday rush died down, Baked by Melissa spent a lot of time going through what went wrong and how to fix it.
at that time, what we did to solve it for the following holiday season is we did things in advance. So as orders came in through the backend system, we would process them. We tapped our customer happiness associates who worked out of our corporate office to help us, and they would actually get every piece of the order printed and ready and organize it by area. So we always knew how much we had, and we could start packaging product like the night before.
But of course, that's not everything. Melissa had to work backwards from that. So orders had gotten backed up that holiday because the kitchen was literally fulfilling orders like on the fly. Cupcakes would be baked and then right out the door. And when orders came in too fast, they'd be backed up waiting for the kitchen. So to fix that, they needed A, to simply bake more ahead of time, and B, not just bake more ahead of time dumbly, but bake it based on demand, which of course means they needed to know what the demand was. So that's why Baked by Melissa started gathering its data, something that Melissa had no idea was necessary at the start of this. Every Monday throughout the year now is dedicated to sales meetings, where the company understands how it did the week before, compares that to the previous year, and makes decisions for the future based on that data. It makes projections. And so when the holidays roll around, it can pretty well anticipate what people will buy.
We have certain SKUs that we've created that we sell a lot of. And we know like 30% of cupcake sales are the latest and greatest, which is every flavor that we offer. And 20% is the OG pack, which is our 8 original great flavors. And the other X percent is the holiday cheer pack plus the latest and greatest in a gift box. And using our projections and understanding what percent of sales each of those SKUs are, we produce to that and we get everything ready.
Melissa and I spoke for this episode in late September, and holiday prep had already gotten going. She was hiring temps to work the bakery and the office to take holiday orders. So let's take a look back here. How did Baked by Melissa solve its holiday problem? The answer is by treating the holidays just like another day that needs to be planned for. You make projections, you produce to them, and then you make sure that you have the right system and people in place to execute. And you do it long, long, long before holiday orders ever come in. You start dancing before the music starts playing. And there's one final ingredient here, and it's something only the leader of a company can provide. It's the sense of purpose, of leadership in the trenches. Melissa was there that first year, obviously, but today she has a team of over 250 people. They don't technically need her personal labor, like her hands in the holiday trenches anymore, but she's there anyway, because that's what a leader does. And if her spirits are high, then everyone else's will follow.
So two holiday seasons ago, I was pregnant. I was like 8 months pregnant. And I remember my husband and I were actually both working out of the bakery. He's part of our team too. And I remember crying to him in the car on the way home, like, I just want to help. Like, they don't need me. And I'm fat. Like, you know, like, I can't like physically, like, I would literally help pack orders, even though they didn't need me to, but I just love it so much, for like 20 minutes at a time and then go sit down. So will they need me? I don't know. I hope not, but I'll be there and I'll be working my ass off by everyone's side because I love it. I literally like still have the sweat. I like laced my sweatpants with tie-dye ribbon. It's just, I appreciate Baked by Melissa every single day. And when we have this crazy volume of orders that need to be filled and everybody's working hard, you bet your ass I'm working right with. Like, that's so fun. That's amazing. That's what, yeah. So they won't need me to, but I'll be doing it anyway.
Good luck this holiday season, everyone. There is clearly work to be done, and may you all love it as much as Melissa does. And that's our show. Problem Solvers comes out every week. So to make sure that you don't miss an episode, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you love what we're doing, please also leave us a review. It totally helps us reach more people. That's our problem solving right here. And of course, there are a lot more stories like this one, along with practical advice on how to start and grow a business in Entrepreneur Magazine and on our website, entrepreneur.com. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Our producer is Nathan Latka. Again, my name is Jason Pfeiffer, and I'm the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Let me know what you think about the show. You can find me on Twitter at HeyPfeiffer, H-E-Y-F-E-I-F-E-R. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.